Moving on swiftly, good morning. Thanks ever so much to, I believe it's Mike. Let me just sort of go back and check this out on the email. Yes, it's Mike, and he sent me, do you remember a few, what was it, about 10 days or so ago, we were talking about whether it was naff or not to fly the England flag, you know, from your car or your house or whatever it might be, and we were asking you to take part in a text vote that was either naff or fan. Fan or naff? Were you a fan of flying the flag, or do you find it naff? Whatever. Anyway, Mike has sent me a link to the Grubery Directory website, which I'm clicking on at the moment. And he says, if nothing else, it makes for a nice web page. And somebody's gone round the village of Gruby, photographing all the domiciles there flying the England flag. And I've had a quick head count. I think I gave up at about 50 or so. But it is very attractive when you put all the pictures together like that, Mike. Thank you very much indeed for that. But moreover, the website itself I find absolutely great. It's fascinating, especially the ones of Gruby Pool, where you're contrasting the pictures of yesteryear with the pictures of today. And there's one in particular where you sort of fade out from one guy, Frank Staniforth, fishing in the 40s at Gruby Pool. And that's a name I seem to recall for some reason, Staniforth. Don't know why. Anyway, there he was, pictured in the 1940s, and then you click the button and it just goes from black and white to colour, fades beautifully, and it's matched almost exactly. I don't know about you, but I find those pictures fascinating when you see them on documentary programmes and things like that. You know, you see a street or a locality or whatever it might be of how it used to be about 40, 50, 100 years ago or whatever, and then they do this sort of crossfade from one to the other, and there you are, suddenly bang up to date. Magical stuff. Anyway, if you want to have a look at that, the website address is Gruby Directory, all one word, that's Grubery, Gruby Directory, all one word, .co.uk. And it's very cleverly put together, I hasten to add as well. So if you've got anything else better to do and you've got the slightest interest in Gruby and the surrounding area, which includes Braggart Park and places like that, Lady Jane Grey, it's all on there, some great pictures, lots of fascinating information, then I do commend that website to you.
Mid-morning music and chat with Tony Wadsworth on BBC Radio Leicester.